How are we? All right?
Yeah, really good. Really good. And looking forward to a night, actually, at the Walks. It's been a while. So good atmosphere down there normally. You've got some loud vocal fans at that club.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fans are great.
They are. I caught them singing at the trophy game recently, or whenever it was.
Yeah, brilliant.
Aren't they beautiful? So listen, it ain't been the best of seasons for Lynn this year for many reasons. Do you think, before we talk about the youth and the future of the club, we're going to pull this off or come close? What's it looking like? How's the feeling at the club?
Well, there's optimism all around the football club, and sort of we're just hoping that the players can sort of continue the turning form. I know there's been a slight blip, but they're everyone's trying all they can possibly do to try and keep us in the National League.
Yeah, unlucky not to get 3 points, in fact, last outing. So tonight, anyway, 7:45, the game kicks off. Any of the academy in the team tonight? Because I know probably at least five people that have come through the ranks right to the top.
Yeah, I won't want to be giving away sort of any secrets to potentially
anyone that might
be listening. I know that Tyler's had a loan spell out on at Wisbeach and has come back, and he's back training with the first team. So unsure of Tommy's plans, and I won't want to give away too much, but I'm sure you'll see the team sheet 6:45 tonight at the Walks.
And another success is that young lad Joe went off to the Posh.
Yeah, that's right. And Joe's sort of. Well, he scored a hat-trick last Friday in the Premier League Cup for the under-23. So Joe's a sort of a product of the success of the academy, and we're sort of in constant contact with Joe. He comes and visits us on a Wednesday. He's still actually doing his education at Kez. So we do still have an interest, and the school does still have a sort of an invested interest in him. And he was out watching our game last Wednesday as well, which is brilliant for all the players to sort of see that he's still sort of wanting to continue with his education whilst he's in and around a Championship football club now.
Of course, you can join Kings Lynn Academy, I think, from around, well, I think under eight is the youngest team, is that right?
That's right, Si. Yeah, we're sort of having a little bit of a remodel next year, and we'll have opportunities for under 8s through to under 11s in our pre-academy, under 12s to under 16s in our academy, and then we have the programme at Kez. And we're also developing an under 23s programme where players can sort of get an education with us through our education partner, Loughborough College, and do a sort of a blended learning degree. Whilst continuing their football. So there's lots going on at the football club. Our model's sort of really clear, and the pathway's really clear, and we expect to be able to sort of produce more Joe Taylors and more Tyler Knowles over the coming years, for sure.
Is it easy to spot talent when they turn up, even aged like 7 or 8?
I don't think anything's easy in football. I think it's always really crucial that we have a really good understanding that every player is going to develop in a different way. And sort of sometimes the strivers at maybe 7 or 8 years old might not be the strivers at sort of 19, 18 years old in sort of 10 years time. So we've got to be mindful of how they're going to develop and how they might develop. So it's always about sort of keeping open eyes when we're sort of looking for players, for sure.
So can any youngster turn up and give this a go, or do they need to have at least a certain amount of ability? How does it work?
Well, we have some open trials coming up. If anyone's interested, they can either email me at alex@kltown.co.uk or head to our Twitter or website. There's lots of information in terms of how the trials are going to be ran and the opportunity for people to come in and just sort of see how we run and we can sort of give them help and advice from that point as well. That if they head to the website as well, kltown.co.uk, there's opportunities there for everybody to come in and trial for the various teams that we're going to have next year.
Of course, you've got under 13s and under 15s and under 19s too. Do they play competitively? Are they in a little league anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. So the under 13s and the under 15s are both playing in the Junior Premier League, which is sort of your next step from grassroots football, but then sort of one step below sort of the EFL Academy system. They're both currently top their league as we speak. We've got the under 19, so we have two teams in the under 19 league at the minute. Our performance squad, they play in the National Alliance League, so come up against sort of like your Chesterfields and some other sort of well-known football clubs that's very, very competitive for the players and gives everybody the opportunity to sort of take that next step from JPL football into International Alliance League, which is a big step up, and then hopefully at this current point in time, it's then the objective to try and push them players towards the first team as much as we can. But with next year, we'll have the under 23s as well, which will give us sort of that gap between the 19s and the first team, and give that opportunity to develop further within the under 23s.
It's an excellent opportunity, isn't it? And I know that I think it's the under 19s have got a little training session with the actual first team very soon. Is that an opportunity for them to perform in front of the man himself, in front of Tommy? You know, has he got his eyes on anyone, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first thing Tommy did when he came into the football club was take four or five of the lads from the under 19s and get them involved in the first team straight away. The opportunity that we've got next week that's presented to us with sort of some of the players playing against some of the first team players next Tuesday morning, it's just going to give everybody the opportunity to sort of showcase their skills and to be seen by Tommy in an environment that Tommy's maybe a little bit more used to with the first team players and can see how players sort of get on against them first team players. So next Tuesday is a really important occasion for everybody involved and one that we're really grateful for and really looking forward to. And it sort of shows the pathway that's available at the football club for everybody.
It's brilliant that it exists. It's lovely that it's kind of family and, you know, you can work your way through from that very first day being nervous, aged about eight or whatever, to one day maybe hitting the back of the net. Truly tremendous. So, listen, if some proud dad is listening to the radio right now who's certain his son is the next David Beckham, what is the best way to go about wearing a blue and gold shirt?
Yeah, get in contact with us. As I said previously, if they want to email me, my email is alex@kltown.co.uk. Alternatively, if they head to the website kltown.co.uk and if they go on to Academy Under 19s, there's a form there that enables everybody to apply for the trials that we're running. And also on our social media platforms, there's plenty of information in regards to the trials that we're going to be running. But everybody's welcome. We're more than happy to see everybody at the trials, and we'll help everybody in any way we can to actually put a really sort of strong pathway in place that everybody can be proud of in and around the King's Lynn area.
Wonderful. We'll get all those links on the website as well, radiowestnorfolk.co.uk. Thank you for joining me tonight. Very quickly, the first team, home to Woking. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm optimistic. I believe that we can get over the line. I won't give you a prediction, but I'm saying all 3 points come towards the limit tonight.
Nice. All right. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Alex Cross, Academy Director at King's Lynn Town FC. Thank you.